All right, packed room. People are excited about S-bombs. That's good. We're getting there. Let me just prefix this entire conversation with, I am not a lawyer. Speak to your lawyer. We got to talk about CRA, so there is legal implications. I'm also going to say, before I dive into the actual talk, I'm going to do what this talk is not about, right? This is not a complete CRA compliance guide. That's a lot more complicated than you could possibly squeeze into 30 minutes. The second thing is, this is not going to be a theoretical exercise. I think a lot of talks, and it's good that we talk about the theoretical things, what can be done and cannot be done, but this talk is not about that. This is actually actionable, what you can do today using existing tools. And it's not about achieving perfection. It's about achieving something from nothing. And I think that's an important distinction. So we don't try to overwhelm users that are coming into this, thinking about CRA or trying to be CRA compliant. So a lot of talks have been about perfection, achieving everything. This is not for that audience. This is for 99% of all the users out there that are going to be compliant or need to be compliant with CRA. This is for them. We like to talk about S-bombs and intricate details of S-bombs, and that's great. We need to have those conversations. That's perfect. That's what a lot of us in this room are really excited about. But let's be real. The vast majority of customers or people that need to be compliant with CRA